I feel like we got to start out talking about the refs a little bit. Obviously, a couple, at least one of the goals was decided by a referee decision, and then the fans made it clear that they weren't happy with the referees. I saw some players went up and talked with the referee afterward as well. What were your thoughts on the officiating tonight?
That part's out of our control, you know. What was in our control was starting the game really bright. I think we played some of our best stuff in the first 30 minutes of the game, created some really, really good opportunities on goal, didn't capitalize on it. That you know, that's one of those, looking back, it's just the game could have been over in the first half. And then the handball call, then all of a sudden momentum flipped. And you know, really from that moment, I felt like, again, we haven't played from behind but once this year, and you really start to see how the emotional part takes over. And you know, when you play with so much emotion, reason seems to leave you, right? And so in our structure, in our decisions with the ball in the second half, very chaotic game, and it's an emotional game. But I think, again, the learning piece of this is, how do we temper our emotions and stay in control of a very emotional game? And really, that's my takeaway from it. Again, there's a couple, two or three really good chances in the second half as well. And you know, one of the things that's becoming really clear is we're getting into real dangerous areas, and we don't have enough runners across the face of goal. And everyone wants the cutback ball. But again, those are things that we'll look at. But I think that's really the story of the game, is that we just kind of got caught up in the emotion, lost the structure in the second half, and didn't take our chances in the first half when the game offered those chances to us.
And then my only other question has to do with how this game might have tested the depth of your squad, with Pablo Ruiz going out, obviously, and then you didn't have Jay Glad tonight. But at the same time, you get to see the debut of Katranas. So what does this game say about the depth of this squad right now?
Well, you know, I if you're looking at the result, and you know, again, I think continuity's important. You know, I think Ojeda's had a really good start to the campaign. Jay Glad's had a real good start to the campaign. And you know, those are and obviously Pablo as well, but again, I think the way I coach is everyone understands what they're meant to be doing, and you know, I think, again, overall, I think those guys did well. I think as a collective, just really staying to the task and not getting caught up in the emotional part of the game. And obviously those guys with a little bit more experience would probably bring a level of calm to the game. So again, everything's an opportunity to learn, opportunity to get better, and we'll learn from this one and we'll be better.
Let's go David James next and then here.
Pablo, you touched on it a little bit, but can you talk about the midfield? It seems so dominant for a couple of games and dominant for about 40 minutes. But late in the game, it seemed like there were a lot of big switches, a lot of balls over the top, more the way you played a year ago than the way you played the last 2.5 games.
Yeah, again, I think, you know, when you're not, you know, when emotion overrides you, you're not thinking clear, you know. And I think there's a lot of moments where, so from a tactical perspective, right, we want our pivots playing behind the first line of pressure. Right. Then we want our tens playing behind the next line of pressure at all times. And so what that encourages is your center backs, if there's space, to engage, so that each layer now becomes higher up the field. So now your shape is allowing you to then repress when you play those central penetrating passes, and it's never a threat. What was happening was our center backs were back here. Our pivots were behind the first line of pressure, right? Our tens were dropping in front of their midfield line, and then we have our three guys up top. And so from a structure perspective, and again, I think it's normal. You want to make the game, so then your 10 start dropping deeper, your pivots get on the ball, your 10 start dropping deeper, and it becomes a moment where now you're forced to play long balls, right? So if we would have kept our structure a little bit better, We would have then, there's a couple of good moments where Emeka breaks through and plays it off to Andreas, and Dress whips one across the goal, but now we don't have the runners. So there's always something to fix. But again, I think that was the biggest thing from an offensive standpoint, is our the lines were too deep. Each line was a little bit deeper than what we wanted, to try to affect the game in a positive way. But in the end, as a collective, it didn't work out.
Lost in the defeat, is the first goal the way you want to play as far as repressing, winning the ball? The first goal, is that RSL's only goal? Is that the way you want to play, repressing, going straight to goal?
Yeah. That's the game. That's why our structure with the ball is so important, because that moment doesn't happen if we have guys that are dropping layers, because when you lose the ball, you can't repress because you're not close to the opposing team. So the tighter our lines are, playing close to the fire, playing close, and our back line tight, and our midfield line, and then our 10s. Now, when you lose the ball, you always have players in and around the ball that leads to that first goal.
Did Gomez follow up on his performance against LAFC the way you wanted?
Yeah, I think, again, with any young player, you're going to have moments where games where it's going to be a 10, and some games it's not going to come off. You know, I think Andreas had some really, really important moments for us in and around the goal. And then there's some other moments in the middle third of the field where the decision was that of a younger player, and it doesn't understand the moment to like just keep the ball and allow our team to get forward versus always trying to make a play. But I'd rather have that than a player that is never thinking about making plays.
With the bye week coming up, what is the priority for the team in these next 2 weeks?
Well, I think it's to get everyone healthy and everyone back. Jay Glad, get him back up to speed, get Ojeda back up to speed. And he just had a baby girl a couple of days ago, and has been away from the team for the last 3 days. And then really dialing in all the things that I've been talking about from an attacking perspective, because again, for as much as we want to talk about, our defensive structure, it's all one thing. It's all one thing. And if our attacking structure is good, our defensive structure is going to be good, and we're going to be able to win the ball higher up the field. So we'll just, again, go down. And again, it takes games like this to, emotional games like this, to really learn from. I think so, because at times when you're winning and things are okay, then there's not an impetus to really dig deep and like really turn the screws on what we're doing. So it's really clear we didn't win. So now we get back to work and we get back to basics and we do what we do, and move forward.
Pablo, tough results. Looked like you did come out, pick up right where you left off from last week, and then you had the penalty kick. You lost the plot, so to speak. Does this game turn on mentality or tactics? Where would you rate that?
I think one affects the other. I think if you're caught up in the emotion of the game, and again, there's quite a few young players out on the field. And there's almost a desperation to try to get the goal back right away. And because of the emotional piece of it, the guys that have played for years and years understand, like, we have a ton of time here. We just got to stay the course. There's no need to run out of position. There's no need to go and try to find the game. The game is going to unfold before you if you stay disciplined, right? And if you stay and you create your structure. So I think the emotion led to a little bit of lack of structure, because of, these are, again, every season you have to go through all these things. You think, oh, last season we learned, but again, there's different players on the field, quite a few young players. And so these are lessons that we have to learn as a collective to go back and refer to. So when the game's going, the next game we play and we're in a similar situation, and hopefully we're not, but if we are, it's like there's no panic here. We've got time. Let's stay the course and let's finish the game the right way.
You're working on a new system. You're trying to get players involved and control the ball, possess the ball more often. How would you rate where it's at? It looks like Luna has struggled. Our team's just marking him out of the game, or are we struggling to find players like Luna and Crooks and create through the middle?
Yeah, that's a good point. So I think if you go back and watch the first 30 minutes, I think you'll see them receiving the ball in areas that are very dangerous. if you go after the goal, you'll see both of them dropping behind the line. And so then that's why we were forced to play longer balls, because the idea and the setup is, right, your center backs engage, you have your pivots get on the ball, you have your tens. Now, if your tens are out of that spot, you're isolating two or three guys on the front line. There's no connection to it. So it's not so much that we're not finding them, it's that we're not finding them in dangerous areas that are going to actually create chances for us.
One last question. Was this something that Colorado did that they had the effect, or is it just the mentality of the team just kind of let Colorado get it?
It could have been any other opponent. I think the scoreline, the fact that I think their goal came out of the run of play, or it came out of nowhere, really, their penalty kick. Before then, they didn't have much opportunity. And if we just take advantage of that moment, it's more about how we dealt with the situation than what Colorado did. And again, I think it's a great opportunity to learn about what we need to do as a collective to manage moments where you're controlling the game, everything's under control. And because football does it, it'll shock you at times. But we have to be more resilient in our approach. We have to be more disciplined in our approach. There'll be a lot of film to kind of go over and make those points.
Noel Caliscan, fantastic player. What was the thought to bring him into the starting 11 in his first start in a crucial rivalry game?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Noel's been with us now for, you know, since the beginning of preseason. He was a player that we needed for numbers, and definitely did a fantastic job in the preseason. Did a really good job in the games he played. Every day he wants to learn. He's a determined individual. And again, you know, I say this all the time, is players pick themselves. Because as coaches, we're observing and we're seeing, you know, who's the guy that can come in and do the job that's being asked. And Noel made a case for himself, has been playing extremely well. And, you know, again, for a first start against, you know, our rivals, I thought he played a real good game.
And then McMath, obviously he had a, like, strong three first games of the season. What was the thought of benching him for... Yeah, this game?
Good question. You know, so one of the things that we prioritize as a club is making sure that we're giving, you know, our younger players an opportunity, right? And it had nothing to do with Zach's performances, because he's been great. And that's one thing that, you know, our mission statement is winning together through development, right? And so giving these players an opportunity, and unlike a lot of the other young players that we have, you can't drip feed 15 minutes or 20 minutes for a goalkeeper. So you have to give them games. You know, Gav tonight made two big saves that I can remember that kept us in the game tonight. Yep.
So we're talking about giving minutes to younger players. My first question was, are you pleased with what Beavers did today? Seemed like at times he struggled a little bit with his footwork, and how can he improve on that?
Yeah, I think it's not an easy game to come into. You know, I think from a goalkeeping perspective, he did really well. One of the things that we talk about, and Mirza works with Gavin quite a bit, is, you know, is his calm on the ball and being able to distribute the ball with a bit of poise. And those are areas where I think that's an area where I think he'll continue to get better as we go. But again, I think all these things lend themselves to giving younger players an opportunity. And, you know, I think we have two really good goalkeepers. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we didn't lose this game because of Gavin. We lost it because as a collective, we weren't able to handle very important moments that define the game.
Bueno, solo preguntarte con respecto a algo que pasó la temporada pasada, que fue los juegos como local. Ya se ganó contra el AFC, un rival complicado, pero hoy cae ante Colorado. ¿Qué es lo que te gustaría mejorar un poco en esa mentalidad que tanto nos has hablado desde la temporada pasada en cuanto a los juegos en casa? Porque si bien hoy el equipo, en mis gustos personales, jugó muy bien el primer tiempo, pero le faltó un poco el segundo tiempo. Creo que en casa todavía falta algo por hacer.
Sí, yo creo que, como dije antes, que los primeros 30 minutos fueron 30 minutos que... los mejores 30 minutos que hemos jugado todo el año. No pudimos encontrar el segundo gol. Y el fútbol es un partido de definir. Y yo creo que cuando cuando le dieron el penal, en ese momento la mentalidad se bajó. Y claro, y como dije antes, tenemos varios jóvenes en la cancha que no tienen la experiencia para seguir con el plan. Se ponen muy emocionados y es normal. Y eso son cosas que como equipo tenemos que aguantar. Porque si no, jugamos todos los veteranos. Pero uno de los metas del club es jugar jóvenes y para darle a la oportunidad. Y eso viene con la juventud. Y pues yo creo que como equipo tenemos que revisar el partido junto y hablar de momentos clave donde podemos cambiar la mentalidad y mantener nuestra estructura ofensiva para seguir creando chances en el arco sin regalando goles atrás.
So the question was that the team from last season has struggled with mentality and home games against big rivals like Colorado and LAFC. What do they want to see changed? Pablo responded that the first 30 minutes of this game were the best 30 minutes that they've played all season, that the mentality switched off after they conceded that PK, and that this just comes with giving the youngsters minutes, the rookies, to get them experience, and that the club is really big on getting the rookies big minutes in big games to help develop them.
Thank you, Alex. Let's go to Joseph Hutchison on Zoom, please.
Hola, Pablo. Unas preguntas hoy. Me pareció que hoy faltó el toque final para meter el gol. ¿Cuál es tu análisis sobre el por qué el equipo no pudo definir mejor?
Yo creo que en varias ocasiones llegamos al área y metemos centro, pero yo creo que la mayoría de los jugadores buscaban el balón para atrás cuando el centro iba al arco. Y yo creo que si tenemos dos o tres jugadores que atacan el arco, definimos esas oportunidades. Porque en los primeros 30 minutos yo creo que habían dos o tres ocasiones para atacar al arco, sin el balón. Pero yo creo que eso es una cosa fundamental de este partido que tenemos que revisar y hacer mejor trabajo para el próximo partido.
So the question was that in this game it seemed that the final touch was missing right in front of the goal. Why did he think that was? Paul responded that in the first 30 minutes again that they found really good opportunities in the box, that a lot of the players were looking for the cutback pass, but the ball was going right in front of the goal, so that they needed to just have a few more players in that area to just tap it away, and that they're going to work on that.
Y por último, ¿qué vas a dar de tarea al equipo después del partido hoy?
Pues para mí, cómo mantener la estructura ofensiva cuando estamos ganando y igual cuando estamos perdiendo. Yo creo que lo que vi esta noche fue estuvimos muy emocionados después de que marcaron el penal. Todos querían resolver los problemas ellos solo. Y para mí siempre es la colectiva. Tenemos que mantener la estructura, estar disciplinado en el ataque y también en la defensa. Y yo creo que eso es lo más importante que podemos sacar de este partido porque, como dije, creamos muchas oportunidades y fueron los momentos clave donde no estuvimos listos para definir y terminar el juego en el primer tiempo.
So the question was, what did they want the team to take away from this? The answer was that they need to learn how to, they need to get better at maintaining their offensive structure, even when they're down or when they're up. He felt like when they, again, conceded the penalty, that the mentality kind of went down, and that the whole team felt that they had to solve the problem on their own, but that for Pablo, it's more about the collective, and they need to work on kind of collectively solving the problem instead of individually trying to take it on.
Okay, last question, Willie.
Pablo, muchos jóvenes tienen la oportunidad. ¿Qué tan complicado será para ti tratar de hacerles entender que lo emocional hay que dejar de lado para trabajar más, jugar con la cabeza y entender el plan que tú planteas y de esa manera obtener los resultados que se quiere y hacer lo que en la práctica tú les ordenas?
Sí, yo creo que en el fútbol como en la vida, la única manera que ganamos experiencia es de los errores, es de la experiencia de que nos da la vida, cuando no hacemos las cosas de una manera correcta. Pero lo que yo quiero de este partido es que todos salimos del vestuario el martes y vamos aprendiendo. El próximo partido, cuando llega ese momento, se hace el click y digo, pum. Y eso es experiencia. Es la única manera que lo ganás, lo que tenés que vivir.
So the question was that there's a lot of youngsters on the team now, and they're getting a lot of opportunity to kind of showcase what they can do. And what does he want them to take away from this game, particularly in the emotional side of it? Paulo said that they're young, they're going to make mistakes, that's the only way to learn, and that he hopes that when they come out of the locker room next training session, that it kind of just clicks for them that this shouldn't happen and that they should regulate their emotions.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.